So think about this. We're talking about Judas's betrayal and Peter denying him and running away. Thank you, Mike. We're talking about that. This is the thing. This bread that's in here and this blood represents the very flesh that was torn off of Jesus. The very blood that ran down onto that ground, into that ground in our world. I mean, think about that. I heard it said the other day that that flesh that Jesus shed, that Jesus gave for us, and that blood that he shed for us will be enough for all of humanity for eternity, for millions and millions of years. And we will be partaking of Jesus, of the goodness of his sacrifice through eternity. But in Jesus' name, because of the cross, we participate in partial right now. And I want some of that partial. I want some of that healing. I want some of that peace. I want some of that freedom. I want it for me. I want it for my family. And I want it for you and your minds and your bodies and your finances. It's the fullness. It's the fullness of the kingdom of God. It's the fullness in you. You know, we don't participate this morning in communion as a prayer request. Dear God, do something for me, break the bread, drink it. We do it as a declaration that we declare that this is true. That in this there is salvation, right? We're declaring it. We're saying woohoo. I know it's solemn and it's good to be so, but it's like, hey, there's a common union between me and God because of this. There's a common union in this community because of this. Anywhere I go in the world that we're partaking of this, there's a common union with me. Doesn't matter what our politics, doesn't matter what our background are, doesn't matter what our age or our color is. There's a common union between us because there's a common union between me and the Lord. But it's not as a prayer request. It's not, I hope. It's a declaration that his body and his blood forgave me of all my sins, set me free, brought me alive. And that isn't just for when I go to heaven. It's for right now. And in embedded in that, as Paul shares out of Paul, when he quotes Isaiah, it's for our healing of our body also. By his stripes, we are healed. So in this, we're declaring that this is the day of God's favor. We're declaring that there's glory within us. I didn't get to use a scripture that I used last week that God shares his very nature with us, that we're like him, and we have to find out how we're like him and believe that we're like him, and that will come and bubble out of us. So we declare his favor. We declare his glory. We declare his power in and through us. We declare his mighty acts in and through us, and we declare his salvation, which includes healing in us and through us to other people. So just bow your heads. Borrow a Bible. Brian, can I borrow your Bible? Just keep your heads bowed there for a minute. Just within yourself, declare. We started out with declaring. Father, we declare your goodness. Not just in the earth, but in our bodies, in our minds, in our emotions. We declare your favor upon us, within us. We declare your peace, your wholeness, your healing within us. As we're about to take this, our declaration is we will, even when we don't feel like it, give thanks to the Lord with the entirety of our heart. We will say how great your works are. We will study them and we'll be delighted by them. We will declare your works as splendid and majestic, and your work includes me. Just begin to hear this and believe this. Declare that everything for you has changed because of the cross. And another layer of healing for you, another layer of hope, another layer of God taking away from you and putting on the best of him on you. taking away the hurt part of you, putting on the very best. Do we declare you've given us good food to eat? We declare that you remember your covenant with us. We declare that you are making all your good works known to us. We declare that all your works are true and right and just and sure, and that everything you say will be upheld forever and ever, that whatever you do is performed in truth and uprightness. You have ordained your covenant with me forever. You are holy and awesome. I will praise you forever, even as the earth and the angels praise you forever. But just break the bread. So before you take it, just in yourself declare that thing that you need him to be in you. Jesus is my relator. His body was broken so I could relate well to others. Just say it in your way. If it's healing mentally or physically or emotionally, if it's a lack of friendship, it's a lack of understanding, and take the bread together. Father, we just declare that our sins are forgiven, that you have great value on us. And when we look at ourselves any differently than you look at us, then that's a result of sin. And we're participating in the enemy's plan to diminish your love for us, to diminish the work of the cross. And we say we will no longer fret over our sins, but in Jesus' name, we will walk out of them by the power of your Holy Spirit, by the blood of the Lamb. Just take the wine. Well, Father, this morning we just declare your goodness over our bodies, over our souls, over our spirit, over how we think and how we live and the fullness of our personality. We declare your blessing and your goodness over that. Declare your blessing and goodness over our children and our children's children and our friends, our spouses, the fullness that's represented here as your kingdom people, as the body of Christ here in Tomball. And we say thank you for your cross. Everybody said, amen. God bless you.